This is the Man in Line on location.
Mai, good afternoon. Welcome to Man in Line on Manx Radio. We're live with Castle Rushen High School students from year 12 and year 13 through till 1 o'clock today. We'll hear exactly how they view the world. It could be anything. It could be politics, could be climate, could be reading newspapers, could be anything really between now and 1 o'clock. So have a listen. We may even talk about politics, you never know. But Man in Line today is live with Castle Rushen High School. First of all, let's go to Jacob. You were here in February of this year, and you got told off because you didn't plug which department?
I didn't plug the art department.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I guess I'll do that now then.
Yeah, you're in year 13, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, so are you hoping to take art to university at all? What would you be doing?
Yeah, I want to go to Escape Studios in London and do concept art and experience design.
Okay, what does that mean?
So... specifically, I want to focus on like games and film, and what that is, it's like creating the ideas and like different concepts. So the baseline kind of ideation process for what would then get turned into like the set for a film or like the game or whatever, or characters.
And what's the place called again?
Escape Studios.
Whereabouts is that?
It's in Greenwich in London.
Okay, that's south of the river, isn't it? So how's your course going? How's your A-level course going here at Castle Rushen?
It's going all right. I mean, it's stressful, but that's what year 13 is.
And you've got some work in a competition at the moment, haven't
you?
Yeah,
so one of my pieces that I did as part of my art course, it... got entered into the Sovereign Art Foundation competition, which is this big like vote. It happens all over the world, and there's various like prizes, and then some of the money will go to, if you win, some of the money will go to the school and yourself. So if you want to vote for my work, it's called Exploring Texture 17. You can vote for it in Noble's Hospital upstairs or on their website, Sovereign Art Foundation.
Okay. What's the course like at Castle Rushen High School? What's the art course like? Teachers like?
Teachers very nice. Yeah. Both.
They give you a hard time?
No. They're quite laid back, as long as you do your work.
Yeah.
You know, they're very nice people. It is, I'd say, the best art department of all the schools on Ireland.
Right. So, I mean, obviously, art is, you know, to a lot of people, it's nebulous. You know, it's you can't touch it, you can't feel it. It's come from inside your head. So what led you to this? Have you always been had a leaning towards art?
Yeah, I always liked art. It's just, you know, I'm not much of an academic in terms of, like, STEM and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I've been always leaned to more creative things, so I think there's that aspect of it. And it's the self-expression of it as well. You can really make anything.
Can you make a living?
Well, in what I want to go into, there's definitely money in it because it's kind of the department it's in with games and film, which is obviously very big. There's plenty of money in that, as long as I do well.
Okay. Daniel, what are you taking at A-level?
I'm taking ICT, product design, and criminology.
Criminology?
Criminology.
With a view to doing what?
I don't know. It was one of those that I was kind of stuck for choice at A-level, and I knew a lot of my friends were taking it, and I looked at the course, and it seemed quite interesting.
Okay, you're not going to university, are you?
No, I'm not planning on going to university.
Right. So, what do you intend doing?
Well, I've been going to UCM, looking at their courses, and I'm quite interested in the electrician course, which I'd get an apprenticeship in.
Okay. Why electrician?
I've always liked... like doing hands-on work instead of like writing things down, like to get practical. And when I looked at the course, it's just the electrical work that I seem to like the most. It's, well, in my family, I've got people who work a load of trades, and we've got every trade apart from an electrician. So maybe if all goes well, we could get something going.
Well, you'll never be out of work as an electrician on the island, will you?
Yeah, exactly.
Gigi, so what are you doing at A-level?
I am doing maths, economics and art.
Okay, with a view to what university you're heading towards?
Yeah, if I'm heading to university with, I'm hoping to do economics at university, either over in the UK or in Sweden.
Why Sweden?
My mum is Swedish and university tuition there is actually free for all EU citizens. So that's obviously definitely a bonus to going over there and just, you know, kind of, I guess, reconnecting with my roots,
wow.
Kind of.
Where about, is it a city or rural Sweden?
It would probably be around Gothenburg or Stockholm, mainly closer to Gothenburg, because that's closer to Malmo, and that's where my mum is from.
Down in the south, the Skånes, down,
mm-hmm,
down
in the south of Sweden,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, good. And Sully's next to you as well. Sully, what are you doing at A-level?
I do PE, criminology and product design.
Okay. PE, you like sport, obviously.
Yes, very much.
What's your main sport?
Probably basketball.
I can tell you're 6 foot what?
6 foot one.
So, yeah, wow. And who do you play for in basketball?
There's a new team called the Southern Raven. Southern Phoenix. Right. I used to play for the Ravens.
Yeah, yeah. More. Southern Phoenix, wow. And what position do you play?
I play forward, so right. Small forward usually.
Okay. So were you, your year 12 or 13?
Yeah, 13.
13. Are you heading to university?
Probably not. No, I'm not planning on to.
Right. So what do you want to do?
I think I'm going to take a gap year and go travelling.
Right.
Me and Daniel are planning on going to Australia and sort of just...
Oh, wow. Will you get a working visa or just will you be backpacking around?
Backpacking probably, yeah. Like maybe. Just
why Australia?
We were planning on going to America, but with all the visas and it, like, yeah. It would just be hard over there. And we thought Australia's nice and warm.
Yeah.
And just like.
Well, it is in our winter.
Yeah, so that's what we're thinking. If we can swap over.
Brisha, where do you work?
I work at Keller's in Portsmouth and also at Southern Swimming Pool.
Right, just across the way here.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do at the pool?
Just lifeguarding.
And how long have you been a lifeguard?
Since last year, I think near Easter holidays.
Yeah. So with working as a lifeguard and with... Do you wait on at the restaurant?
Yeah.
So you, a lot of your time must be taken up working.
Yeah, quite a bit of it is, but I normally just do like weekends or evenings. So I have enough time for schoolwork.
Okay. Matthew's with... We've got two Matthews, Ellis and Coates here. Ellis, first of all. Matthew, what are you doing at A-level?
So I'm doing chemistry, biology and maths, which right. Are quite heavy, but they're going well so far. So,
good, yeah. And yeah. Do you play any sport?
Yeah, I play a little bit of hockey for Castletown and the under-18 Ireland squad as well.
Okay. And how's the... I mean, there's a good... hockey vibe, isn't there, on the Isle of Man?
Yeah, it's unusually popular considering, like, compared to the UK and other countries, it's really popular on the Isle of Man.
Yeah. Good. And Coach, you play rugby, don't you?
Yeah, I play at Nomads and I do some games for school as well.
Oh, good. And what position again do you play?
Front row.
Okay. And what are you taking at A-level?
I'm taking chemistry, PE and music.
Okay. And Sasha was with us last time we were here in February of this year. We won't talk about newspapers, but we'll just talk about how's your A-level going, Sasha?
My A-levels are going pretty well.
Yeah?
Doing performing arts, criminology and travel and tourism.
Okay, so are you heading to university?
I am, yeah. I'm hoping to go to Edge Hill.
Edge Hill in Merseyside?
Ormskirk.
Ormskirk, yeah. So what will you do at university, do you know?
I'm hoping to do drama and then get a teacher's degree and then become a drama teacher.
Okay. I've noticed nobody here does religious education, has anybody here ever done religious? Do you do religious education lower down the school?
Yeah, we do it up until I think it's year 10, yeah. And then that's where we pick our GCSEs, and then it's optional as a GCSE.
Right. Okay. Nobody here ever fancied religious education. Matthew, did you ever look at religious education?
No, I always used to get into fights with the teacher, so I thought it'd be best to leave that one behind. So.
Fighting over religion?
Yeah, it was quite a controversial lesson, but I like the philosophical element of it, but the actual, I don't know, the actual teacher herself, I obviously won't say any names, but I didn't get along with her, so I left that in the past.
Okay, philosophical, I mean, the philosophy of religion.
Yeah.
Easy to get hold of?
I don't know. We looked at some of the, like, the, you know, have you heard of the trolley dilemma? There's like there's a train going down a railway, and there's, you can either kill, I think you can kill like two people or you can kill one people. I've forgotten exactly, but like looking at like philosophical dilemmas, I found quite interesting. But the actual religion itself, I come from a religious family, so I wasn't really that interested in it.
All right.
Yeah.
So are you religious yourself?
No, I'm not. My family stopped practicing, but my grandparents are really religious. So.
Okay. Has anybody else got anything to say about religion here? Brisha, did you ever go to RE lower down the school?
Yeah, we did have RE lessons, but it didn't really interest me in taking it as an A-level, yeah, as I wanted to do more like businessy things.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, as a society, we're becoming less religious?
I think it is, like we are having a lot of religion still, and there is obviously more religion, like coming to the Isle of Man.
Yeah. Lots of religion coming to the Isle of Man.
Well, we have lots of people moving here.
Yeah.
With like new religions or different from, yeah, what we had in the past.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we are like expanding what religions we have here.
Does anybody here go to church every week? Okay. Does anybody go to church at Christmas?
No.
New Year? Matthew, you go to church at Christmas?
Yeah, only to keep my grandmother happy, really.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah.
It's always important to keep your grandmother
happy.
It
is very important, yeah, yeah.
In terms of foreign languages, who does a foreign language here? Okay, Matthew, what do you do?
I do French.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and Matthew, you do?
Yeah, I took Spanish at GCSE.
Okay. And did you ever have any thought of taking Spanish further at all?
It's not offered at sixth form here. I think it is at Ramsey, but I don't fancy driving up there.
Yeah. Matthew?
Yeah, I was looking at maybe going to university in France, actually, because I did an exchange during the summer, and the universities there is a lot cheaper, so I might do a year course maybe there once I finished here in sixth form. So, and it would develop me to almost maybe a fluent level in French, so I'd, yeah, be interested in doing something.
Okay,
like
is
that.
Anybody else interested in foreign languages? Has anybody take foreign languages at A level at all? Interesting. It's interesting. So I just wonder whether you think that a foreign language, how useful do you think a foreign language is, Matthew?
Well, I don't know. I think it's nice to be able to communicate with someone in their native language instead of using Translate, because if you use Translate, like Google Translate, it's, and other Translate apps, it becomes quite robotic, and you get a really nice sense of like community if you are able to talk to someone else in their native language.
Yeah.
But on the whole, I wouldn't say it's like greatly important, but I believe it's something nice to be able to have.
It's interesting.
Future.
Obviously, the rest of the world speaks English, don't they? I mean,
yeah,
everybody,
yeah,
else. So it's tempting when you're abroad for people to try their English out on you.
Exactly.
That's interesting. Yeah. Now, here's one for you. Has anybody ever used AI for homework?
Yeah.
Daniel.
Well, I made the mistake of using AI in one of my classworks the other week, and the teacher put through an AI checker, and I got an email sent home to my parents, so I know after that I will never be using AI again.
An AI checker, what's that?
So basically, they put it through a thing on Google where it detects like how robotic the speech is, or like how it compares to how the usual person would write. And when you kind of look at it, you kind of tell like a human's definitely not written that.
Yeah.
And so yeah, he's put it through his AI check, and it came out like 100% ChatGPT. So I didn't get away with that at all.
Would you ever try that again in the future?
I think no, probably not. After what my parents said after they got the email, I think that's worth it.
But the thing is, they tell us AI is going to take over the world.
They do. I think there's also an aspect of the people have got to do what they've got to do as well, and they can't rely on ChatGPT, because there's some jobs that AI can't do. For example, if I'm an electrician, you can't really get ChatGPT to do that, yeah, sort of stuff.
That's interesting. Gigi, have you ever used AI? What are your thoughts on AI? Because we get it rammed down our throats all the time that it's going to take lots of people's jobs away and it's the future.
From what AI, definitely you will hear people saying that like it is the future, but if you've ever, I took computer science at GCSE, and if you know anything about computers and AI, it's that without any human input, AI and honestly computers are kind of useless. And also without any human knowledge or human database to receive facts from, then AI really will just struggle on its own. You may have heard stories of it giving incorrect facts because it doesn't have, it's just gleaming across the internet and it doesn't really know how to fact check certain stuff. So it will just pull anything it can and it will basically falsify information to give you whatever you want.
So the thought that it may teach itself to become as intelligent as human beings, you don't rate that?
I don't think that's mainly possible, to be honest.
It's probably said by the people who are selling AI machines.
Probably they will try and convince you that it will be able to replicate human creativity, human knowledge, but the truth is it really can't do that, to be honest, because it doesn't have any original thought by itself. And like I said before, it doesn't really have the ability to fact check by itself without humans constantly verifying the data. And not to mention it has a massive impact on the environment. There's many places I know in the US that are going without water because the water is needed to power these AI databases.
And that's something that, that kind of passes most people by, that a lot of these server farms are, as you say, the size of towns, villages in places like Texas. They do take the water for this. I just wonder why more people aren't aware of that. Certainly in climate terms, you know, the if we're having so much more AI that we'll need all these servers, what's that going to do to the environment?
Oh, it's going to completely, it's going to decimate the environment even more. And the fact that people don't know about this is because these AI companies will go to great lengths to make sure that this isn't getting out. And mainly it's up to the, these people in the towns will have to make videos on social media themselves talking about like they're not having running water in their houses because of these server farms. And basically, like I said, the AI companies will make sure that people aren't hearing about this. And they are gonna, there will be some AI companies that will try to market themselves as more environmentally friendly than others, but more environmentally friendly than the competition doesn't mean they're environmentally friendly, full stop.
That's called greenwash, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When they try and pass themselves off as, I mean, do you think young people fall for that? Because you're the generation that will have to deal with everything in the future with any possible climate change and the consequences from that. So how do you know what's green and what isn't?
I think it's up to, I think definitely people in our generation will need to start fact checking themselves. They'll need to research, if they do use AI, they'll need to research the companies that they are using or the AI companies that they are using these chatbots from. And I think many people are under the assumption, oh, I'm just asking maybe a few questions, or I'm just asking one time, surely that won't count to much damage. But it's that idea, that mentality of I'm only asking one question multiplied across millions of people, and that damage is really big when in the grand scheme of things.
Okay, Sasha, talking about the greenwash thing and making sure that things are green for the future, is that something that you pay attention to?
Honestly, not really.
Does the I mean, we often hear about climate crisis, climate change, climate action problems for the future. What's your view on that?
I do think it's really important to try and save the environment, because at the rate things are getting destroyed now, it won't take long to destroy everything. But yeah, to be fair.
Does it genuinely bother you? I mean, is that something, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much does it bother you?
Well, it's not something I regularly think about.
Right.
I'd probably say about 5.
Right, okay. Brisha, is something, do you care about that?
Yeah, especially with the wind farm. That's one thing to be built in the Cairvi site.
Oh, at Eriksteyn, yeah. What's your view on that?
I disagree with it completely. I think it's not the best idea the government's ever had.
Principle, or just the fact that it's in the south?
Well, I'm not against wind farms, but it's just wrong place, because it's not going to get to net zero at all. it's actually going to cost more money. And they said it was going to cost something, and it's just kept on getting more expensive. And we also have a lot of like hen harriers and red listed species up there, which they're going to cut all the trees down and destroy their habitat. And there's a lot of like bird specialists out there that are amazed how many like buzzards and hen harriers are up there, and they're astonished that it's just going to get destroyed.
Okay. Ellis, any thoughts on this? The wind farm, would you like to see it up at Irrestane?
Well, I had a little chat with my chemistry teacher this morning, and I didn't actually realise that all energy on the Isle of Man, we're not self-sufficient, we're dependent on the other countries. So I see like pros and cons against it. I'm not entirely educated on the topic, but I think going forward the Isle of Man probably should have some renewable energy source, whether it's this wind farm or somewhere at another location. I think the attraction of this location was the easterly breeze or something like that. It's really strong, but obviously I would never want the wildlife to be harmed, because that's like something really special and unique about the Isle of Man.
They're proposing one off the east coast as well.
Okay, well I'd be
a big one, a more big inclined one, like lots of them about 1,000 feet high.
Yeah,
on the east coast, because they say that'll provide us with electricity.
I see. Well, it's a bit funny when you're on the steam packet and you're sailing by, and it's like you should see all these seas and you just see these giant big windmills. It's a bit strange.
Matthew, any thoughts on this?
I agree with what Matthew said. After having a chat with our chemistry teacher this morning, there are lots of pros and cons, but living in Colby, I don't think I'd like to see wind turbines up there. It does spoil the view.
And was it just that you didn't know where electricity came from on the Isle of Man, or this morning? What did he explain to you?
Well, she was saying that the Isle of Man is one of those places. Well, she was talking about the tides, actually. We've got such a strong set of tides that why don't we try the hydroelectric power?
Tidal power, yeah.
Yeah. Because there is the water farm up in Sulby, but that's only a last resort, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a small hydroelectric on the Sulby Dam there. Although apparently they're talking about floating solar panels onto the Sulby Reservoir in the future. But again, as I say, this is the your generation. We'll all be long gone. It's your generation that will have to deal with this. Sully, I mean, as far as do you live anywhere near the where the wind farm will be at Irrestane?
I just live down in Port Erin, so like, I feel like it would like spoil the view.
Yeah,
and it's just like. Bit like if they could find a place more out of the way, like maybe off the east and the.
Is it something that you bother about? Net zero? Is it something that on a day-to-day basis bothers you?
Maybe not day-to-day. I feel like you've got to like go against it. Like you want to be more green.
Yeah.
But I just feel like I don't make much change in my life really. Like I say I want to be more green, then I feel like it's hard to just when you see everyone else not going along with it. Just sort of follow them.
How old are you, Sully?
I'm 17.
So that means this time next year, you could have voted in your first Manx general election. Did you know that?
I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So do you pay any attention to Manx politics at all?
Not too much attention. My mum likes talking about it, so sometimes I have to listen to her in the car when she's talking about it. But
what bothers your mother?
She's like, doesn't like the wind farms either. She's like, she's fully against them.
Yeah.
But she's just like...
If I say the words Manx politician, Sully, who do you think of?
Alf Cannon. And then June Watson, he was my neighbour.
Oh, right.
Wow. So he seems like a very nice
Russian
guy.
Russian MSC Speaker of the House of Keys as well. Has he not lectured you on politics?
I never really spoke to him. He always says hello when I see him, but I never properly spoke to him about the politics.
Okay. Jacob, are you bothered about net zero and the climate change? Is it something that interests you?
Yeah, it's obviously there's concern surrounding it, and going into the future, it's becoming increasingly important. I wouldn't say it's something I think of on a day-to-day. I'm no Greta, but it's, you know, I'd want to do more, like Sully said, but it's difficult. And being green and doing all these things, it seems to be an expensive option.
Where do you get your information from? Where do you read newspapers?
I don't read newspapers. I know someone who used to read newspapers, but
where do you get your news from? Do you bother about the news at
all?
I'm
not too bothered. I mean, I see stuff online.
Yeah.
you've got to pick through what's true and what's not. But, you know,
again, how do you do that? Because so much comes through online. How do you know what's true and what isn't?
Well, I don't really know, to be honest. It's difficult to say. You've got to look at what's popular and like reliable sources and what everyone else is talking about. But nothing's ever really true. Like news articles and stuff, they word things differently and...
Well, it's called clickbait, isn't it?
Yeah.
They want you to click through, don't they? How much time do you spend every day online?
I'm not sure. A couple hours, maybe.
And what do you what sites do you go to? Is that on apps or sites?
More on apps. I mean, I usually use like Instagram or TikTok. So.
And do you post or do you just look?
Mostly just look. Yeah.
Okay. Daniel, are you on social media? What are you on?
Yeah, I use Instagram and TikTok quite a lot.
Do you post?
No, I don't post.
Have you ever posted on there?
When I was like younger, I'd make silly edits of things I thought was funny.
And where do you get your news from? Do you bother about the news on a day-to-day basis?
To be fair, most of my news does come through TikTok, which is probably the least reliable source of news, and I don't believe most of it.
Well, the thing is, when you talk about AI, obviously, in terms of apps and what have you... you're not the customer, you're the product, because the companies are selling your clicks through, aren't they?
Yeah.
So they're looking at your patterns. The AI will, the algorithms will basically give you the sort of news that you want.
Yeah. I tend to get a lot of like fake football rumours, which I think sometimes they get me. I think they're true and I'll send silly a message.
Who do you support?
I support Liverpool and I've been caught out by a few fake transfer rumours in the time. For
what do you think of Arne Slot?
Yeah, I like Arne Slot. He's had when you win the league in your first season is pretty impressive. But I think this season, with all the new players, it's going to take a while to get used to the new playing style and how it's going to go. So you can't like really talk about this season. You've kind of got to talk about the next three seasons, really, I feel.
Have you always supported Liverpool?
Yeah, my dad's a Liverpool fan. Didn't really have any other choice. I wouldn't want any other club either, to be fair. Yeah, love Liverpool.
So if Liverpool didn't win the Premier League, who would?
I think Arsenal are looking strong this season. I could see with Man City's latest form, obviously they had a pretty poor start in the first few games. I think Erling Haaland's probably the hottest striker in the world right now. I can see him bagging a few and helping City win the league.
What do you think about Harry Kane at Bayern Munich?
To be fair, I don't really watch much German football, from what I've seen in the news.
But he can't stop scoring.
Exactly, he can't stop scoring. I feel like the way he plays for England feels a little bit different to what I've seen him play in Germany. I feel like I'd like to see him play more like he does over there, like he does for England, because he's, I don't know, the way he plays just kind of infuriates me sometimes for England.
Have you got Sky?
Yeah, I've got Sky, so I watch all the Premier League games when I can.
Good. Do you watch much football on television?
Oh, yeah. I watch loads. Saturday and Sunday is all football. I'll play for Russian, so that'll take up my 2 till 5, and then I'll watch a late game after.
How's the season going at Russian?
Yeah, it's going brilliant. I play for Russian combination team, and we're top of the combination league.
Good. Is it your first season playing for them?
No, I played last season, which was also a good season. We just missed out on the title, came second, and we got to two finals, which we lost both of them, actually. So I've got a lot of good experience playing in two finals.
So with training and playing and watching football...
Yeah, just love football. Yeah.
All right. Let's go with Brescia again. Brescia. Are you a football fan, Brescia?
Not really. I used to watch a few games with my boyfriend, but I don't really watch much football now.
Is that not much or not at all now?
Not
Do you spend time on social media?
Yeah, quite a lot.
What are you on?
Instagram, Snapchat, WhatsApp, Facebook, TikTok.
How do you feel about social media?
I think it's good, like, if you want to like watch something if you're bored, but there is a lot of fake news out there and like gives like younger generations especially like quite a lot of insecurities, like seeing like older models and stuff.
Do you look at the message boards at all?
The what?
Message boards. Do you look at messages online at all?
Yeah, I message my friends. Yeah.
Because there's some quite negative stuff on social media, isn't there?
Yeah, quite a lot of bullying does happen through social medias.
That's never happened to you?
Not really.
Yeah. I just wonder how you think social media is going to go in the future, because it's quite a young industry and there's lots of negativity around. There's some good fun, but there's a lot of, you know, some people's banter is other people's abuse. So, I mean, how do you know when enough social media is enough?
Well, I think social media is starting, like, people are having, like, lots of different views and they're publicising their views a lot more on social media. So it is causing, like, conflicts. Yeah.
Okay. Sasha, are you on Instagram at all, Sasha?
Yeah, I am on Instagram.
I remember last time you were on quite a bit, weren't you?
Yeah.
How many hours a day?
It's hard to tell, to be fair. Sometimes I do go on it during school. It's mostly TikTok, but probably like 5 hours a day.
Are you supposed to go on it in school?
Not really, no.
5 hours a day?
Yeah.
So, Sasha, tell me, what do you get out of it? What do you enjoy about social media?
I just like love watching TikTok, scrolling through like funny videos and that.
What's your favourite funny video at the moment? Is it a cat or is it a pangolin?
A what?
That's all right.
There is like one funny video of a cat. Like the woman picks it up and it like freaks out. I like that one. It's funny.
Have you ever posted a video?
On TikTok, I have like a private account with just my friends that like I post videos on, but I don't post publicly.
Okay. Which university were you looking at?
Edgehill.
Edgehill, that's it. So as far as a career goes, you were saying earlier on what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What will be your ambition? Have you got a long-term ambition or just to get a job or a career?
I just want to become a drama teacher and help kids with a passion for the creative arts.
Okay, and why? Why is that? What do you think drama's purpose is where that's concerned?
Well, I think it's a real outlet for kids who not necessarily aren't good at academic subjects like STEM, but much prefer and enjoy being creative. So like myself, I wouldn't say I'm very academic, but I love like drama and creative arts. So it'd be nice to like help kids follow that passion.
Okay. Have you done any dramatic productions lately?
Well, I'm in the school show Mary Poppins at the moment.
Are you? What part are you in?
I am Bert.
Oh, you're Bert?
I am, yes.
The chimney sweep?
Indeed.
How's your Cockney accent?
We shan't put it on the radio. I don't think everyone would want to hear that. Who's still working on it?
Whose idea was Mary Poppins?
I think it was all the drama staff, to be
right.
fair.
And when's the show?
February. So the 10th, 11th, 12th and 13th of February.
It always sells out, doesn't it?
Yes.
Always sells
out. Very much
out,
so.
Wow. And are you singing in it? Are you?
Yes,
Step
I am
in Time
singing.
And stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Step in Time. Well,
bit of everything.
Who's Mary Poppins?
One of my best friends, actually. I don't know if I should name names. She's
yes.
currently actually in the band. Everyone go and watch the band at the Gaiety Theatre at the moment.
Right.
It's on till Saturday.
And she's Mary Poppins.
She is, yes.
And the dates again are?
The 10th, 11th, 12th and 13th of February.
Well, that's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Absolutely.
It'll be great. We're back in just a few moments' time with the students at Castle Rushen High School on Man in Line.
Dear Santa, this Christmas I would like more customers and more sales, please. I have been very good.
There are more reliable ways to make sure your business gets what it needs this winter. At Manx Radio, we'll create tailor-made advertising solutions to get you the results you want over the festive season and into the new year. Call our friendly sales team now on 682620 and give your business a really happy Christmas and New Year with the nation's station, Manx Radio.
Can I have a new bike too?
No, buy your own.
Oh!
Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
We are Breast Cancer Now volunteering in Isle of Man. We raise funds for vital research into breast cancer, and we also present breast awareness sessions across the island, in schools, offices and clubs. To request an awareness session or to volunteer with Breast Cancer Now volunteering in Isle of Man, contact Angie on 498864.
This advert is brought to you by Kell Properties.
Need help with your business finances? Nicola Bowker & Co. has helped hundreds of businesses achieve a firm financial footing. Here to guide you to financial success. Contact Nicola Bowker, accountants and tax advisors to businesses on the Isle of Man.
On Friday, the 31st of October, celebrate Hop Tune on the spooky pie and mash train. A meaty, gruesome pie and mash is the perfect treat for Hop Tune. So come along and dine at your peril on our ghostly steam train. Tickets just £36 per person, with 6 p.m. departure from Douglas. Book your spooky pie and mash now at rail.am.
After claiming their first win under their caretaker manager last weekend, FC Isle of Man will be hoping to take another step forward 7 days on. The Ravens return to NWCFL Premier Division action on Saturday night when they host FC St Helens at the Bowl in Douglas. Join me, Rob Pritchard and Darren Timpson for FC Isle of Man versus FC St Helens, kicking off at 6 p.m. this Saturday. Manx Radio will be bringing you full live match commentary on our DAB and AM 1368 channels.
This is the Man in Line on location.
Here we are at Castle Russian High School in Castletown with George Banks is here. Jacob Swales is here. So you're George Banks and Mary Poppins, is that right?
That's the dad of the,
George.
The bratty little children.
That's right. He's the one it's all about, apparently. When P.L. Travers, because there was a film subsequently called Saving Mr. Banks, and apparently P.L. Travers, who wrote Mary Poppins, wrote it all. It was her father.
Oh, right.
And so you're saving Mr. Banks. You're actually the star, that's to be said. Have you got a song in there? What are you doing?
I've got a couple songs, some acting scenes. Luckily, not much dancing, though. It's not my strong suit.
So how much rehearsal do you do?
Well, we do a fair bit. It depends, because we're going through it like almost chronologically.
Yeah.
So when I'm needed, I'm there. Mondays, Wednesdays.
Have you seen the film Mary Poppins?
Yeah, not for a while, but I've seen the film.
Good. So, and again, you're obviously arty. You want to go and pursue an art career, and you're doing drama as well. How important is, do you think, that side of intelligence? Because art requires intelligence, drama requires intelligence. It's, you know, it's not just STEM subjects that need intelligence.
I think, well, it's very important. People often put off like creative subjects as they're easy, or they're for people who aren't smart. But I disagree entirely. I think there's obviously different forms of intelligence, and creative industries are very important in the world for every advertisement or every film you watch. It requires those people with that creative knowledge for them things to be produced.
So going back to the AI thing we were talking about before, what about the AI implications for art?
I'm very against AI. I don't think AI art, it doesn't have like soul, or there's no passion to it. For that to be in there, it needs to be created by a human. And AI can't create, it can only replicate and mix things together. There's no, like, originality to what it makes.
So do you agree with Gigi that the whole AI thing has been a bit overblown?
Yeah, I feel like there's definitely parts of it that can be used as a tool, but I think it, like, being used just to make art or whatever, it isn't necessarily a good implication of it. I don't think it will take over art industries because of the lack of like human kind of soul that gets put into its work. And I know there's like things getting put in place in like countries in Europe of like having rights over your like voice and face for AI purposes. And like, I'm sure there's going to be implements about copyright over art with AI use and like being able to sue someone if their AI creation.
Oh, and stealing
replicates
people's images as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Has anybody here today, amongst the eight of us, who's not been on social media today? Matthew, how often do you go on social media, Matthew? You're the only person here who's not been on social media, and it's nearly 1 o'clock.
Usually, I don't know, maybe an hour a day when I've got some time at home, but I prefer to do other things.
Well, you play rugby, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what do you think of social media? Is it something, do you enjoy it, or how do you ration yourself?
I think it brings people together, but then I don't want to sit there staring at my phone when I can be out seeing people doing my music, doing my rugby. I'd rather go to band than sit and play on my phone for 2 hours.
Has your Have you ever been, has your technology ever been restricted in the home?
Sometimes. Well, not for me, for my little brother.
Oh, right. What happens there?
Oh, just gets his Xbox unplugged and gets his phone taken off him.
Has anybody else had their tech restricted at home here? No? Everyone's got parents in completely into... And what do you play in the band?
I play in Russian Silver Band, and I play the trombone.
How long have you been doing that?
Since I was 9, so about 6-7 years.
Okay, Ellis, social media for you. You've been on social media today, I take it.
I think I was just messaging my friends in the morning, but I find social media incredibly addictive. Like, during my exam period this summer, I had to delete, like, most social media. It's really addictive, I find. So I just thought, like, just delete it for, like, a couple of weeks while the exams are on, just get it done, and then I can have my fun during the summer. But I'm in two minds with social media. Like, you see a lot of content creators making careers out of social media now, which I found really interesting, but yeah, as I said, it's really addictive. So
do you follow any influencers?
Yeah, I think it's quite a good creative outlet for a lot of people. You get to see, like, people's real personality on some of their videos and stuff. Everyone's got a unique style, and I like looking at that, but I try and restrict myself. I don't like watching it too much. Like, I don't have TikTok because I find that's the worst one.
Do you watch YouTube?
Yeah, I try to watch long-form content if I can, because if you're just mindlessly scrolling, your attention span goes out the window.
And have you paid for YouTube, or do you get the ads?
No, I get the ads. I wouldn't pay for it. I don't think it's worth it.
Okay. So I'm just interested as to, do you watch television at all?
Yeah, actually, I've been watching it's not television, but I watched the new Guinness series on Netflix. That was good. And occasionally I'll watch maybe like Dragon's Den or something like that on the telly, but not much, no.
I mean, can you tell me, if you just average in a week, how many hours of sit down television in the lounge would you sit and watch?
Maybe like 2 hours, not much.
In a week,
yeah.
Okay. Sasha, do you watch television?
Not really, no.
Actual sit down television?
No, not actual, like, sit down actual television.
Yeah. Because this is brand new. Your generation is the first generation that's not watching a lot of television, and it's making all the TV executives tear their hair out, because nobody's watching television commercials anymore. Do you watch YouTube?
I do, yes.
And have you got YouTube paid for, or do you get the ads?
No, I get the ads. I think YouTube Premium's like £30 something. It's really expensive.
Have you got Spotify?
I do, yes.
Okay. Any other paid for streams that you?
I actually pay for Netflix and Disney Plus as well.
Right.
So I've just got them at all times.
Okay.
But
and you have a job?
I do, yes.
What do you do?
I'm a kitchen porter at the Sound Cafe.
Very nice. And how often do you work there?
I work every Saturday and then sometimes Sundays, but like during summer and during holidays, I work as much as I can.
And I can't remember, did you pass your test?
No, unfortunately not.
You're still taking lessons?
No, still trying to find a driving instructor.
Matthew Coates here, this one is, how much are driving lessons now, Matthew?
They're about £45 an hour. I've just started getting lessons. It was a big pain to find an instructor.
How long did it? Because there's a bit of a queue to get instructors, isn't there? How long did it take you to get an instructor?
I've been waiting for about 8 months. So I turned 16 in February, and I had my first lesson last week.
£45 a lesson?
Yeah.
How many have you booked?
Well, I think we've got 6 booked now. Well, my granddad was nice. He said he'd pay for them.
Okay. Have you taken your theory yet at all?
No, I've not taken that yet. I'm using the driving theory app, the Isle of Man one, to practice.
Right. Okay. Sully, do you drive at all, Sully?
I do drive, yeah.
Have you passed your test?
Yeah.
How many lessons did you have?
Oh, I took a while. I never liked my lessons. I spent a year taking lessons, just under a year taking lessons pretty much weekly. So it was like, I was never a fan of my lessons. I just found it very stressful. Then I also took 3 times on my test, or twice, 2 fails, and I passed my
What
third.
Did you fail on?
The first one I failed because I hesitated a quarter bridge and let loads of cars go when I should have went. And then on my second one, coming down Athol Street, there's a right turn, and you're supposed to go, like, it's split into two lanes, and you're supposed to, I still don't understand it now, you're supposed to go in the right lane down a one-way street, and I went in the left lane, and it was just awful.
What car do you drive?
I've got a Ford Focus.
Okay. And insurance okay on that?
Yeah, I mean, my mum covered it all, so I'll take it. But it's like, yeah, it's all fine.
And do you enjoy driving?
I enjoy driving now. I didn't at the start. I just found it very, like, scared. Like, I don't want to crash, don't want to hit anyone's car.
And what do you like about it? Is it the freedom it gives you, the flexibility?
Yeah, and it's also not having to get a bus anywhere. And, like, I feel like you've got your own time, not having to go get the bus and wait and get somewhere 15 minutes early.
What's public transport like where you? Where are you, Colby?
Port Erin.
Right, what's public transport like?
It's quite good here, to be fair, because I'm right next to the big main bus stop, so every time I just walk for a couple of minutes and right to get on the bus. But I feel like if you live somewhere more remote, if you've got, like, it's a struggle to, like, get down, find a bus
stop. So are you an R driver at the moment?
Yeah.
You are. So what's that restricted to? Is that 50?
50, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about this 20 mile per hour suggestion?
Oh, I'm not a fan of it. I'm not too, like, clued up on all of it about it, but I just feel like it's just a bit restrictive. And when you're going 20 down through Port St Mary, some parts I understand it where, like, probably should be a 20. Then there's other parts where it's just painful going 20, just watching. Especially when the roads are quieter.
Gigi, do you drive?
No, I do not drive.
Are you intending to drive?
I'm taking driving lessons.
Yeah.
So
how are they going?
They're going okay enough. I still have to, like, stop panicking as much as I do usually when I'm behind the wheel.
You mentioned Sweden earlier on. How often have you been to Sweden?
I went during this summer for a bit, during midsummer, and that was a nice trip. And I went for around a week, I'd say.
Okay. What do you like about Sweden, apart from the fact it's home?
Mm-hmm. I think Sweden has a great public transport system where it has trams, there's buses, and most importantly, there's bike lanes, like, in every major city and even on the highways, which we don't have. I don't know if we actually have any proper bike lanes here.
We don't have any proper highways.
No, true. But basically, like, people can get to wherever they need to go because there's just, you can bike there. I've seen people, they have, like, special carriers to put children inside, so it's, like, covered from the rain. And basically, you can take your kids to nursery using your bike, or you can just carry stuff and you can get there because there's lots of bike lanes, so it's safer for you to do so.
Whereabouts do you live? Where do you live?
Port Söderick.
Do you cycle to school?
No.
Does anybody here cycle to school? No. So out of the eight of us here, nobody. Who's got a bicycle here? Okay, Gigi, you got a bicycle. What do you use it for?
I usually just use it to go bike along kind of country lanes, I guess, when I want out of the way of the roads.
Why don't you cycle to school?
In Port Sorek, there are some very tight corners, and people do like to drive a bit irresponsibly there, so my chances of getting hit are quite high.
So the thought, what do you think about the 20-mile-per-hour limit, possibly through Port Sorek?
I believe definitely it could be used in some places. I know there's one specific really sharp corner that people love to speed on whenever my mum's taking me to school.
Yeah.
And I think that's just stupid for, I think, very obvious reasons. Because why would you speed around where you can't see past and you don't know who's coming your way or something like that? So I think definitely some 20 miles per hour speed limits would do quite good in Port Söderick.
Okay. Daniel, did you think you got a bike, Daniel? A bicycle?
Yeah, I've got a bike, but
do you cycle to school?
No. Well, I've got a car now, and it's quite a long journey from
Port. See, the government is they're talking about active travel, where people either use public transport or cycle or walk. So do you think that's ever going to take off on the Isle of Man, people cycling everywhere?
To be fair, I think the Isle of Man's a great place for that, to be fair. Well, obviously, there's a lot of great landscape and countryside. So you've got a lot of nice cycles and a lot of nice views.
Yeah.
Obviously, on a Sunday, you see a lot of people out on their road bikes. But
For some places, like getting from Port Erin to Douglas, if you want to like cycle there, it's going to take you like way too long. And you might get to work all sweaty, might be all tired.
So why do you think, I mean, the government seem intent on this, that we will, and there was a scheme whereby some companies offered employees bikes free. You got a bike free. So what will it take for people to get out on a bike more?
I think if the work's quite local, then I think there's no reason why you couldn't cycle, but obviously there's the weather over here is quite a big factor on a cold, wet December day.
How long did it take you to pass your test?
I took about 7 months, I think.
Did you pass first time?
I passed first time, yeah. I had two goes at my theory test, though. That was kind of annoying.
And what do you drive? What car?
I've got a little Renault Clio. It's a nice car. Parents paid for it as well.
Well, I'm sure you'll be driving them around as well. Jacob, are you going to vote next year in the election?
I don't think so. I'm just not too interested in Manx politics.
Okay,
or anything,
Daniel,
so.
Will you vote next year in the election?
I think I will. I will have to have a better understanding of politics because I speak to my parents quite frequently about it. And I'll probably be taking whatever their views are, to be honest.
Gigi, will you vote next year in the election?
Definitely when I'm old enough, I will try to vote. My brother is actually quite into Manx politics, yeah. Which is strange given the fact that he's younger than me. So he's registered my parents, and probably when I get old enough, he's going to register me to vote. So I'll probably do that myself because I don't think I could take it if my younger brother signed me up.
Sully, are you going to vote next year?
I'll vote if I'm on Ireland, but I have to do some more research into what I'd want.
Brisha, will you vote?
Yeah, I will be.
Good. Yeah. And Sasha, will you vote next year?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Matthew Ellis, will you vote?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll do it.
Okay. And Matthew Coates, will you vote next year?
Yes, I will be.
Okay. All right, that's it. We've been live today with the students of Castle Rushen High School.